Today's program, as you well aware, the topic of today's program is Dynamic Korea from Land of Morning Calm to Morning Glory. The capital city of South Korea is Seoul, and the location is from the beginning, there is a glitch. Well, I wanted to show you the location of Seoul, but unfortunately, we didn't install Google Earth. But just let me talk about the country. The time difference between Korea and Finland is 6 to 7 hours, because in Korea, we don't have a summertime system. There is a direct flight connecting two countries. It takes only 8 hours. So it sounds very far, but actually it is not that far. The whole population of the country is around 50 million, and 20% of the whole population is living in the capital city. And the language of South Korea is Korean. And as you can see, there is a Korean flag. The meaning of this white color is peace, and this is harmony, and the four black lines are fire, water, air, and earth. This is the air, earth, water, fire. And brief history. Korean history is quite very long. It started from 2333 BC. And we have quite interesting founding story that the son of heavenly Lord wanted to come to the earth to rule the people. So he came to the earth with 3,000 servants. And when he came to the earth, one tiger and one bear came to him, told him that they want to be human. So he told the animals to keep outside of the sunlight for 100 days, only eating garlics and bitter herbs. While the bear made it, but the tiger failed. So the bear turned to a woman, but the bear couldn't find the husband. So the son of God married to the bear woman, and then gave birth to Dangun, and he is the founding father of Korea. And after this Gojoseon kingdom period, there was three kingdom period, and then Goryeo dynasty, Joseon dynasty, and then there was Japanese occupation, and then Republic of Korea was founded. Ever since the independence, we have achieved quite remarkable industrialization and democratization. The modern history, after the Korean War, a British newspaper said, after 36 years of Japanese colonization, ideological conflict, and now at war, I think there is more of a chance of rose blooming out of the trash heap than this country being able to stand on its own. So it was devastated after the war. But Korea became one of the most strongest economic powerhouses in the world, from the poorest country in the world. This image in the left was was taken in the 60s. As you can see, it was there is nothing. But we joined the OECD in 1996 and OECD DAC in 2010. It means we became a country to help others from a country received help from others. The Korean economy is world's 13th largest, and we use Korean won as currency, and the major industries are electronics, auto shipbuilding, semiconductor, IT, and newly medicine and pop culture are rising. And living in South Korea is quite expensive. Those colors showing expensive countries, and here we are. Yeah, and here is Finland, so distance is like this. This question is always asked. Is South Korea dangerous because of North Korea? In fact, it is not. Well, yeah, but technically South Korea and North Korea are at war. Because we, even though we signed the peace treaty in 1953, we didn't complete the war situation between the two sides. So North Korea always talks about their nuclear weapons, but in fact, they don't have much economic power to wage a war. So even though there are some tensions, military tensions between the two sides, there is almost no real danger of war. But we should consider that the two Koreas should be reunified as soon as possible, because as you can see, there are two old men. They look very sad. It is the image taken after reunion of family members living south and north. Koreans living in south and north can go visit each other. Cannot visit each other freely. But only special occasions, only family members who have other members in the other side can meet them for only special occasion. And North Korea, their situation in terms of poverty and no freedom are quite serious. This image is about the situation in labor camp. So even though you are not from Korean Peninsula, please keep your fingers crossed for us so that we can be reunified as soon as possible. Now I'm moving on to East Asia. There are three countries in East Asia: Korea, Japan, and China. There are quite several similarities among those countries. All three of us are showing good performances in terms of education. And three of us have martial arts. And we eat rice. And we use chopsticks. No surprise, isn't it? But there is one small surprise. Chopsticks of those three countries are different. Can you guess which one from Korea? I mean the chopsticks. Yeah, the middle one. Yes, middle one is from Korea. only Koreans using metals for making chopsticks. And this from China, and this from Japan. And we wear different traditional costumes. And the name of Korean traditional clothes is hanbok. And now I'd like to give you an opportunity to listen to the difference among three languages. There is small writing about four seasons, and this is Korean. Let me read you. 봄에는 아름다운 꽃이 핍니다. 여름은 녹음이 짙고 생기가 넘치지요. 가을 하늘은 유난히 맑고 푸르르며 단풍이 듭니다. 겨울에 내리는 눈은 온 세상을 하얗게 덮습니다. Next is Japan.
春には美しい花が咲いている。夏にはすべてが青くエネルギーに満ちている。秋には空が特別に青く澄んでいる。そして木々が色を変えていく。冬には雪が降り、世界を白で覆う。
And next is Chinese.
暖春、繁花似锦、绽放着苏醒。炎夏、万物苍翠、荡漾着生机。金秋天空明净，浸染了层林；寒冬雪花纷飞，许你一片纯白的天地。
The capital cities of those three countries have quite similar climate. So all three of us have four seasons, but the sound of the languages are quite different. Did you feel the difference? And next is Korean alphabet. It was created in 1446. And this person sitting here is Great King Sejong. All Koreans are very proud of him because he made Korean alphabet for the people. Before the Korean alphabet was created, we used Japanese characters. So only noble people could read, but others couldn't access to written information. So the king thought that it is very good for the people. If they could read, then they could improve their life. So he created Korean alphabet. And it is designated as UNESCO Memory of the World Register. And surprisingly, there is UNESCO King Sejong Literacy Prize. It is a prize given for organizations or people who made effort to eradicate illiteracy. And the prize is given on Hangul Day, Korean Alphabet Day, which is 9th of October.
Thank you. 관련되고 나니까 거기에 그 당시에 세 분께서 적어도 지금 600년 전 분이지 않습니까? 제 만든 무슨 인종 제자오리.
Oh, that system is about Chinese system. No. So I hope that you, it was interesting for you about learning Korean alphabet, and there will be Survivor Korean in spring 2015 for the first time in the history of the University of Yuvascular. So if you are interested in, please join the class of Survivor Korean. This little commercial. And we call the great economic success of South Korea the miracle of the Han River. There are a few secrets behind achieving the miracle. They are investment in education, hard work, 빨리빨리, and Korean emotion of 정. Education. We were very poor. So in Korea, we don't have many natural resources. So the only way we could make our life situation better was investing in education.